Some Christian people all give ear unto the grief of us, caused by the death of three children dear, the which it happened thus. And eke there befell an accident by fault of a carpenter's son, who to saw chips his sharp axe lent, woe worth the time may lun. May London say, woe worth the carpenter and all such blockhead fools, would he were hanged like serpent here for jesting with edged tools. For into the chips there fell a spark which put out in such flames that it was known into Southwark, which lies beyond the Thames. For lo, the bridge was wondrous high with water underneath, o'er which as many fishes fly as birds therein do breathe. And yet the fire consumed the bridge not far from place of landing, and though the building was full big, it fell down notwithstanding. And eke into the water fell so many pewter dishes that a man might take up very well both boiled and roasted fishes. And thus the bridge of London town, for building that was sumptuous, was all by fire half burnt down for being too contumptuous. Thus you have all but half my song, pray list to what comes after, for now I've cooled you with the fire, I'll warm you with the water. I'll tell you what the river's name is, where three children did slide. It was fair London's silver Thames that keeps both time and tide. All on the 10th of January, to the wonder of much people, 'twas frozen o'er that well, 'twould bear almost a country steeple. Three children sliding thereabouts upon a place too thin, that so at last it did fall out that they did all fall in. A gallant that was standing near a willing wager makes, but when he saw it would not bear, he would have drawn his stakes. He said 'twould bear a man to slide, and laid £100. The other said 'twould break, so it did, for three children there were drowned, of which one's head was from his shoulder stricken, whose name was John, who then cried out as loud as he could, O Lon, O Lon, O London. O tut, tut, turn from thy sinful race,' thus did his speech decay. I wonder that in such a case he had no more to say. And thus being drowned, alack, alack, the water run down their throats, and stopped their breath 3 hours by the clock before they could get any boats. Ye parents all that children have, and ye that have none yet, preserve your children from the grave and teach them at home to sit. For had these at a sermon been, or else upon dry ground, why then I would have never been seen if that they had been drowned. Even as a huntsman ties his dogs for fear they should go from him, so tie your children with strict clogs, and yum and you'll undo them. Let maids and nurses lie in wait and watch them to a tittle, because your grief will be full great to have them die so little. A story you have heard is called The Children in the Wood. Although the subjects both are bad, yet this may be as good. And now for to conclude at last, I with all others may be careful of their children dear, for fear they go astray.